that Meir Hoy Omer. Meir used to say, Matzvil Bel Yoyna. That they used to say over that Meir said you could be Toivel Bel Yoyna. That's what the Yudis said. But Vani Yoyna. But what do I myself, if Yudis say, V'tach Toynev Loy Bel Yoyna? No. You could only be Toivel in the bottom one. Because we say, good achas. The top water, the middle body of water, 40 so, we can look as if it's attached to the bottom body of water. So the bottom body is okay, you can be Toivel in it. But for Loy Bel Yoyna, you cannot be terrible in the top body of water. Whereas good asik, he does not hold from. He does not hold, you look, the water shoots upwards. But to shoot the water downwards, like you do say, good achas he holds from, and good asik not. So how do you say before that he holds even good asik? Here at Smash, no, he does not hold from good asik. So Mar says, Amulelech, he greeted him and said, Itanya Tanya. If that's the way you learned, if you have a price that sounds like you, I hear, then you're right. If that's true, that you're saying, Senechnam, you're right. There would be a chilik. That good asik you would not say upwards, only good achas going downwards you would say. So Tosh goes into the kasha, Lechura, what's mitzaref now, the top water to the bottom water? There's a flow of water going down. That's called katafras. Tosh tabias mashmacha, the katafras have a chibur. When you have running water going down slant on a mountain, that's called katafras. That's called the chibur. It can attach together two bodies of water. That's what we're saying here. We're attaching the bottom water to the top water, or the top to the bottom. And so it says, Kashi, a lot of Gemaras, we know we're passing, Ketafras Leia Vechibur. That Ketafras does not help. So here's the Tosh Tarek says that that's why Bedafkia, the case was, where top and bottom were only 20, true. But the middle case, there was 40 saw. When you have 40 saw, that's much better. When do we hold Ketafras Leia Vechibur? That's if you only have 20 or 20. And one body is not 40. You have two different bodies of water, 20-20. So to make a whole mikvah, Ketafras is not called a chibur. Then if you have a flow of water from one to the other, since it's a flow, it's a running water, Ketafras, going slantly downwards, that would not make a chibur, it would not be kosher. Mashenkin here, we're in the middle, that's why the case here was, the middle was a total kosher mikvah by itself. There was 40 saw in the middle one by itself, that's a different story. When you have a kosher mikvah, it's easier to attach another mikvah to it. You're not coming to create a mikvah, you're just coming to attach it to another mikvah, that's easier. That's why here we say katafris habichibur. Right. Then the Mishnah says, ha-toivu la-chulin, v'uchzak la-chulin. If you went to the mikvah to become Torah for Chulin, and that was your kavona to become Torah for Chulin, say nechnami, you're only Torah for Chulin, and not for Maisa Sheni, does not help for what you do not have kavona for. So Moran says, Mani Masnis, Nunuz Al Mishnah Golite, L'chula Rabbonani, Al Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin Shita, T'ishon Yilhu, Be'chula L'maisa, that there's a difference between the Tyra of Chulin and Maisa, that Maisa Sheni needs more Tyra L'chulin. Rashi says, Rabbonani, Kapligilad Rab Meya Becholatoin Vias Maim Divri Seifrim Yasuba Maisa. And we have before Machlaikis. Rab Meya says that Maisa Sheni and Chulun do not need Tyra. They both have the exact same Madrega. The Rabbonin said, no, Chulun does not need, but Maisa does need. So according to the Rabbonin, Maisa Sheni has more Kedusha than Chulun. That's good our mission that says, if you went to the Mikvah and you only had in mind to become Torah in order to be able to eat bread, it only helps for Chulun and not for Maisa. Because Maisa Sheni has more Kedusha, more Chumrah than Chulun does. So the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. For the Mor Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of the Mishnah say? Dig de Yamoritz. If you have an Amoritz, a person that's not careful about the lochas of Tumah Vatayra. His begod and many clothing that he has, you should know, Medris Leprushin. It's Medris, it has Tumas Medris as if it's an Avatumah for a person that's a Porush that does wash himself from Milchus Tumah Vatayra. Then the Mishnah says, Big Day Prushin, the begotten that even a Porush wears, is also Medrash, has a din avatumah on it, as if he sat, as if he was Zav, or as Rashi says, his wife afraid, his wife, and there was a nidah, sat on it, and gave it a Tumas Medrash. You should know it's Tomei Liyos Truma. For Kahanim, the one eat Truma, since for Truma you have to have more Zahiris, you have to have more Tyra, it's not enough the Shmira that a Porush does, therefore a Porush's Shmira is not enough. So what does the Mishnah skip to? The Mishnah skips from Chul, from Prushin, from Chulin, straight to Truma. The Mishnah skips the stage of Maisa Sheni.
is the Churos and the Rabbi Meir. The Sefer the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yom Achulah no Ma'isa Kadodininu. That the Mishnah skips the step. It goes from Prushin talking about Chulin straight to Achle Truma. Why did it talk in between about Ma'isa Sheni? Mashma Prushin and Ma'isa Sheni are the same thing. Chulin and Ma'isa Sheni are the exact same Kedusha. The only thing that's above Chulin is Truma. The Chul, that's like Rabbi Meir Shita. So here it's kasha like Reisha Rabbonim the Sefer Rabbi Meir. The Reisha of Mishnah comes out according to Rabbonim, and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Meir. It's not a stavu like that. So Mar says in yes, there's no kasha in Echonami. What's so shver? Reisha Rabbonim the Sefer Rabbi Meir. That's what you have to say. The Reisha of Mishnah that makes a difference between Chulin and Ma'aseh Sheni goes according to Rabbonim Shita. That Ma'aseh Sheni has more kedusha than Chulin, and the Sefer that skips straight to Truma. That Mashma Ma'aseh Sheni the same darga as Chulin goes to go to a Meishita. Rav Acha Barada says no. Masnala b'Sefer Chomesh Malus Enochnam. He puts in something to the end of our Mishnah. Whereas the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. That Avada Ma'aseh Sheni is different than Chulin. Umukila Kuluk Rabbonin. And Enochnam, in the end of the Mishnah it says Big Day Prushim. He was Goris Medris Liyachle Ma'aseh Risheni. And then Big Day, Ma'aseh Sheni, have a medrash l'Erech L'Truma. That's where he was verse. He put in this chiluk between Chulin and Ma'aseh Sheni into the Mishnah. So if five chilukim, then it's very good. The old Mishnah goes according to the Meir Shita. Goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. That's the difference between Chulin and Ma'aseh. Omar Rav Mori says, Shema meaneth merely have a proof that Chulin Shinasu, Al Tyrus HaKadosh, if somebody wants to eat all the Chulin in his house, regular bread, his regular apples, regular food that he has in his house, he wants to be machmer upon himself, like he's a kohen that sometimes eats kachim, and he knows when he eats kachim, he has to be very nizer to have a lot of kedusha, a lot of tyra. So he wants to be used to it that all the food he eats in his house, he eats with the exact same amount of shmira as if it's kachim, as if it's hegdish. That means chulin shenasu atayras hakodesh. Somebody that when he's eating his regular chulin, he's knowing as if it has a kedusha like hegdish, then he watches it from Tyra the same way he watches kachim. The loch was kedusha dummy, enechrami. Such a din has a loch like kachim. Trashi, shenas vataras a kedush. Adam harogol lechol kachim. A kain that's rogol to eat kachim. So what should he do sometimes? He's makabal olav, he accepts upon himself, lechol chulin betairas a kedush. Even the regular food that he eats the weekday, he also accepts upon himself only tida b'tayra as if it's kachim. Kadeshiu b'nei beisoy zehirin b'kiyim b'tayras hakodesh. That everybody in the house should be used to making everything b'tayras hakodesh. So everything he eats is b'tayras hakodesh. So that has a loch like kachim, and it has a good shmira as if it's shomer mamish for kachim. So Mar says mimai, what's the proof in our Mishnah? Like we'll soon see it from Achoikis. That's why he wants to say for now Mishnah to Mashim and it's Kachim. So Mar says, where's your proof for now Mishnah is called to Kachim? So Mar says,